Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, August 5th, and I am reading from the New International Version and the New Living Translation when we get to the book of Ezekiel. We pick up in the book of Romans today in Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 17. And in my beloved Bible, in which I write all the notes, I have lots of highlighting, lots of underlining. This is a beautiful passage which reminds us of the redemption that we have in Jesus and the life that we now have in His Spirit. So listen along as I read for us Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 17. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit, who gives life, has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do, because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so He condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Those who live according to the flesh have their minds set on what the flesh desires, but those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. You, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but are in the realm of the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of His Spirit who lives in you. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it is not to the flesh to live according to it. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you received does not make you slaves, so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by Him we cry, Abba, Father. And now let's turn over to the book of Psalms. Today we are in Psalm 78, and we're reading verses 19 through 40. They spoke against God. They said, "Can God really spread a table in the wilderness? True, He struck the rock and water gushed out. Streams flowed abundantly. But can He also give us bread? Can He supply meat for His people?" When the Lord heard them, He was furious. His fire broke out against Jacob, and His wrath rose against Israel, for they did not believe in God or trust in His deliverance. Yet He gave a command to the skies above and opened the doors of the heavens. He rained down manna for the people to eat. He gave them the grain of heaven. Human beings ate the bread of angels. He sent them all the food they could eat. He let loose the east wind from the heavens and by his power made the south wind blow. He rained meat down on them like dust, birds like sand on the seashores. He made them come down inside their camp, all around their tents. They ate till they were gorged. He had given them what they craved. But before they turned from what they craved, even while the food was still in their mouths, God's anger rose against them. He put to death the sturdiest among them, cutting down the young men of Israel. In spite of all this, they kept on sinning. In spite of his wonders, they did not believe. So he ended their days in futility and their years in terror. Whenever God slew them, they would seek him. They eagerly turned to him again. They remembered that God was their rock, that God Most High was their Redeemer. But then they would flatter him with their mouths, lying to him with their tongues. Their hearts were not loyal to him. They were not faithful to his covenant. Yet he was merciful. He forgave their iniquities and did not destroy them. Time after time, he restrained his anger and did not stir up his full wrath. He remembered that they were but flesh, a passing breeze that does not return. How often they rebelled against him in the wilderness and grieved him in the wasteland. Before we move on, I just want to talk about verse 22 and a couple of the concepts in this psalm. Verse 22 said this, "For they did not believe in God or trust in his deliverance." We see that trusting God is so important throughout the Bible. He has revealed his character to us. We talk about it when we pray A to Z. And then we are called as a people to trust that God is who he says he is. And then we have this interesting part where God gives them meat, right? But they gorge themselves so much, and then God gets so angry with them. And as it says in verse 31, God's anger rose against them, and he put to death the sturdiest among them, cutting down the young men of Israel. This is a throwback to a story in Numbers chapter 11 when the people cry out for meat. They want meat because they had meat in Egypt. And God brings meat in the form of quail, and they gorge themselves on the quail. They eat their fill of it and even more. And in the midst of this whole process, God's anger burns against them, and he brings a severe plague on them. And the place where this all happened in Hebrew is the name for graves of craving. And so the warning to us here from this psalm and also from the story in Numbers is, what is it in our lives that we crave so much that we think, if I just have that meat or if I just have that thing, it will satisfy me? And in the end, it actually hurts us because it is not from the Lord. That desire is not from the Lord, and he has called us to greater things. So it's just something for us to ponder today as we continue reading through the scripture. And yet we look at the end of this section and we see again the mercy of the Lord, don't we? We don't end on that note of destruction. We end today on the note of remembering that God is merciful. And he sees us and he says, man, they're just flesh and a passing breeze, and they've rebelled, but I will have mercy on them again. Okay, let's move on to the book of Ezekiel. Today we are in Ezekiel chapter 17, verses 16 through the end of the chapter. Remember yesterday we ended on a cliffhanger, and the question at the end of verse 15 was this: can Israel break her sworn treaties like that and get away with it? Now we'll start with verse 16. No, for as surely as I live, says the sovereign Lord, the king of Israel will die in Babylon, and the land of the king who put him in power and whose treaty he disregarded and broke. Pharaoh and all his mighty army will fail to help Israel when the king of Babylon lays siege to Jerusalem again and destroys many lives. For the king of Israel disregarded his treaty and broke it after swearing to obey. Therefore, he will not escape. So this is what the sovereign Lord says. As surely as I live, I will punish him for breaking my covenant and disregarding the solemn oath he made in my name. I will throw my net over him and capture him in my snare. I will bring him to Babylon and put him on trial for this treason against me. And all his best warriors will be killed in battle, and those who survive will be scattered to the four winds. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken. This is what the sovereign Lord says. I will take a branch from the top of a tall cedar, and I will plant it on the top of Israel's highest mountain. It will become a majestic cedar, sending forth its branches and producing seed. Birds of every sort will nest in it, finding shelter in the shade of its branches. And all the trees will know that it is I, the Lord, who cuts the tall tree down and makes the short tree grow tall. It is I who makes the green tree wither and gives the dead tree new life. I, the Lord, have spoken, and I will do what I said. Thanks for listening along as we read God's Word together. Today I have another song that Joel and Nathan produced and Joel sang on, Shout to the Lord. It's an oldie, but a goodie, and it reminds us of the beautiful nature of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And my prayer is that through this song, you will be led into a deep sense of worship and awe for who Christ is.
Shout to the Lord was originally done by Darlene Check and Hillsong Worship. My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength, let every breath, all that I am, down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. And I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I love you, forever I stand. Nothing compares I have in you. My comfort, my shelter, tower.